New York begins the new year facing a $6 billion budget gap, and closing the deficit is likely to dominate the session. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group and a longtime Albany observer says lawmakers are facing a big challenge.
The big gorilla of the session is going to be how they deal with the budget deficit. And that's not easy. They're talking about a lot of money, even if they play games with sort of the books to make it sort of go away, some of it go away, you're still going to have to come up with either new revenues or cuts.
The main reason for the deficit is growth in spending on Medicaid. Governor Cuomo's budget officials have already suggested delaying a Medicaid payment into the next fiscal year for the second year in a row to partially offset the gap. Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty has said his Democratic members will look at new revenues, and he has not ruled out raising taxes on the wealthy. His counterpart, Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says raising taxes is not the first option that she'd consider. It's an election year in 2020, and some Senate Democrats, including Stewart-Cousins, represent parts of the New York City suburbs, where new taxes are particularly unpopular, and they worry Republican opponents might make them a campaign issue. Cuomo, speaking at a business lunch, said he's not planning to include tax hikes in his deficit closing proposal.
Politicians' response, well, we have a problem. The answer is more money. No, there's not necessarily a correlation between more money and better product, right?
The governor also hinted he might not accept proposals to raise spending on school aid. The State Board of Regents has recommended a $2 billion increase.
You're already spending more money per pupil than any state in the United States of America, but you're in the middle when it comes to performance.
Cuomo says the rising health care costs that have fueled the deficit also have to be addressed structurally. Horner with NYPERG says closing the deficit could force lawmakers who face those elections later this year to make some unpopular choices.
And in an election year, the legislature is not going to want to do cuts. So it's a tricky balance they're going to have.
Cuomo has already released more than 30 separate state-of-the-state proposals in the past couple of weeks, and most would not immediately cost the state much money. They include banning single-use plastic foam containers, cracking down on underage vaping, and studying how to bring high-speed rail to New York. Some of his plans could even bring in revenues for the state. Cuomo is expected to announce a proposal to legalize the adult recreational use of marijuana. Melissa Moore with the Drug Policy Alliance says profits from the legal sale of cannabis should also be directed to help people in communities who were adversely affected by the decades-long marijuana prohibition.
By reinvesting tax revenue back into exactly the communities that have been the hardest hit by criminalization and by the war on drugs, and making sure that we're building up those communities.
The governor's speech comes in the wake of several violent incidents of anti-Semitism, including a knife attack at a rabbi's home north of New York City during Hanukkah that injured 5 people, one severely. The governor, at the business group lunch, says he'll address the issue of the growing number of hate crimes in his speech and will propose a bill to create the crime of domestic terrorism.
Because these people are domestic terrorists, and I want them prosecuted that way.
Whatever the governor proposes, the legislature is going to have less time this year to act on it. The session is going to be a few weeks shorter this year. The adjournment date is set for early June instead of the traditional end of that month. That's because, for the first time, primaries for state offices will be held in late June, and lawmakers will need the time to campaign. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.